Hello, church. How we doing? Good evening. Man, I feel like we're scattered. Is there any kind of way we could kind of come a little closer? Can I get some love? Meanwhile, I have an announcement. We have a car that your lights are on. License plate number is PIT5184. It looks like, PIT5184. You left your lights on. I can't really tell from the picture. It's a little cold outside, right? So we need to warm it up in here. So tonight, I'm going to kind of switch gears a little bit and talk about something that I've kind of been studying out, and that is facing my fears. Amen. So you could be turning your Bible over to 1 Timothy chapter 1. I'm sorry, chapter 6. We're going to start reading in verse 6. Yes. You know, most of us, and I want to say most of us, have certain fears that we live with constantly, that we deal with on a daily basis. There's fear of pain, fear of job loss, fear of a sudden illness, fear of losing a loved one, fear of not passing a test, fear of water. That's one of my fears, and just wanted to share that I attempted to do a triathlon a couple of years ago, and I failed. It was at Lake Lanier, and I went under twice in the swim portion. And, of course, my wife is just like, no, you're not doing this. But I'm going to face that fear again this year. I'm set and scheduled to do another triathlon in June, so please be praying for me. I'm going to give it another shot. I'm going to face my fears. And sometimes we never face our fears. We just stop. We give in. Fear is discussed over 500 times in the Scriptures. There's the fear of parenting. There's the fear of being alone for the rest of your life. There's the fear of trusting God when everything else is just going wrong in your life. There's the fear of the people that God has put in your life. You just don't know about these individuals. At your job, even right here in church. We fear opposition from others. But tonight, I want to talk about some things that may help us face these fears. Amen? Let's pray. Dear God, thank you so much, Father, for this day. God, thank you so much for the cold that's outside. God, we thank you so much for providing for us day in and day out. We thank you so much, God, for this facility here at Meadow Creek High School, God, in which we are able to worship on a Wednesday night. Father, be with me tonight, God, as I speak your word, God. I pray that it will be more about you, God, and your goodness and your love and what you would have us to do in order to be more like Jesus. We love you. We thank you. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 6, starting in verse 6. It says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. But those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. Why am I reading this scripture? Well, one of the things that could help us to face our fears is being content. Being content. And I'm preaching to myself because being content is a struggle. Because you see all around you every day, in your neighborhoods, at your jobs, people and stuff. It's a temptation all the time. But God tells us here that we need to be content. And we will have great gain when we're like that. Contentment is not getting what you want, but it is wanting what you already have. Turn over to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 11. Philippians chapter 4, verse 11 reads, I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. For I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. This is Paul the Apostle, and he is speaking to the church. And he said he has learned the secret. I want to learn that secret of being content in whatever circumstances that God has me in. You know, he says, I know what it is to be in need and to have plenty. Hebrews chapter 13. It reads, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Church, do you know why we have fear? Because we think our needs or the needs of someone we love are not going to get met. Whether it's our children and their future, whether it's our parents, whether it's your own needs, you're fearful that those needs will not get met. So what do? We take matters into our own hands. And the Bible says we pierce ourselves with destruction. You know, we fear that things that we think, or we fear that things that we think are meeting our needs are going to be taken away from us. The deepest need in your heart can only be met by Jesus. He is our need every day, all day. I think about this past Christmas, you know, Black Friday, looking at all the sales, looking at all the people out there getting stuff and spending money. And I told my wife, I said, listen, you know, I've had my TV downstairs for the last 13 years. It's outdated. I think I need a new TV. But it wasn't about getting a new TV. I just wanted to be in the know, updated. You know, I was thinking about the Samsung 65-inch smart TV. The temptation was there. But you know what? I said no. That is not that is not the need. Because there's more important things that need to be done at that time. And with our fears, another thing that we can do with our fears, and we all know this, is to take our fears to God. Because He and only He can take our fears away from us. Philippians 4, verse 6. Says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Church, have we been feeling anxious about anything? Have you been feeling anxious about anything today, this week, this month? Remember who God is and who we are. We're His dearly loved children. And He wants to take care of us. No matter what you experience as a Christian so far, there's nothing that God can't take away. He can take away all your fears. He knows our fears. He's been there and done that. There's so many promises in His Word that talks about don't fear, don't be afraid. He will never leave us or forsake us. He will never break a promise. Can any of us in here say that? Without God, we can do nothing. But with Him, we can do all things. And some of us in here, we have been just gripped with fear for years, dealing with becoming a Christian. Or changing those difficult things in your life. You're feeling like if I give this up, my life is going to be in ruins. But God is saying, hey, I can take those fears away. Give it a shot. Psalms 23, verse 4. Even though I walk through the darkest valleys, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You know, some of us are walking in darkness, deep valleys, dark valleys. But God says, you know what? I'm with you. I will never leave you. And we have to get real about our fears and talk about our fears. Please make sure that you have someone in your life that you can just talk about. those things, because it's not good to just to keep it to yourself. Because you'll walk around here just living in fear. God will protect us. In Psalms 27, God is calling. Psalms 27, in verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord, and to seek him in his temple. For in a day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. I love that psalm. Says, may I dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. In life, we have so many unknowns. We don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. We don't know what next week is going to bring. But all we know is that God will protect us, and he will see us through it. And we need to trust that and believe in that. I heard a brother one time say, you know, when fear comes knocking at the door, open it up with faith. Just open the door up with faith. As we all know, fears can overwhelm us. You know, some people feared the cold weather tonight. I mean, that's just being honest. How do we get through these fears? We need to realize that our ultimate protector is God. And he will carry us. And he will see us through this. You know, some of us are just fearful of just not having a job. There's so many fears out there that we have to deal with. But one thing I know is that God is always with us. Deuteronomy chapter 31. Deuteronomy 31. Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Now I have a question for the church tonight. What makes us not believe this scripture? Anybody? Okay? Anybody else? Can I get some audience participation? Joe. Lack of faith. Okay, Peter. Right. Wow. Joe. Yeah. Kendall. Maya. Wow. Amen. Isaiah 41. Those are all great answers. We all have different ways of dealing with our fears. Isaiah 41, verse 10. Bible says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteousness, with my righteous right hand. God is saying here, he says, you know what? Do not fear. And there's a promise here. He says, I will strengthen you. Do we believe that? He says, I will help you. Do we believe that? Do we live our lives like this? You know, I don't know what I'm going to face 6 months from now or a year from now. But I know that God will give me the strength and he's going to help me through it. You know, there's been in the church, there's been a lot of death, a lot of sickness. There's been a lot of things going on that will cause us to be fearful. But we need to trust God and hold on to his promises when he says that I will strengthen you and I will help you. Because we're afraid, we're going to have to face something we don't understand. We do that all the time. We face things that we just don't understand. Why is this happening? Why did you put me in this situation? Why do I have this boss? I mean, there's situations that we just don't understand, and we question God very often, asking why. When God's word promises that he will never leave us or forsake us, that's what he means. You know, I think about Jesus and how much he loved us. I mean, he left the Father to come down here for us. And there was fear for him when he went to the cross. He was fearful of losing that relationship with God. But he loved us enough to do that for us. We need to practice the presence of God on a daily basis. When we're in situations where we're feeling fearful, we need to ask God to strengthen us. We need to ask God to help us. We need to be a praying church. And for me, a lot of times, it's not about being afraid. It's about trusting God when I'm in that situation. Just saying, you know what, God? You know better than I do. There's a reason why you have me in this situation. And I just need to trust you. God is bigger and greater than any of our fears. Fear keeps people from being saved. They're in situations where they don't want to let go of something or someone. And that's all they know. And we as Christians, we need to be able to help them in situations like that. Fear keeps people from coming back to the Lord. Whether it's them coming back and feeling like I'm going to be judged or looked down upon and not loved like we should, right? People just don't want to come back. And there are tons of people across Metro Atlanta that have left the Lord. We need to be praying for those individuals. One of the biggest enemies for us as Christians is fear. The fear of sharing our faith, talking to people about God, sharing the good news. That's our mission. That's our purpose. That's what we're called to do. We need to face our fears with faith every day. Let's not give in to fear, church. Because fear could stop us from growing individually and collectively as a church. And we want to grow, amen? We want to grow. So, let's take our fears to God. Let's know that He will protect us day in and day out. Let's understand and know that He is with us and that we can be content no matter what situation we find ourselves in. Amen. Thank you, church.